The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Have any of you watched the TV show Bering Sea Gold on Discovery Channel? These shows are actually pretty damn interesting. Whenever they make these reality shows like that, these little half-hour shows or whatever, I always like them. You know, the old Dirty Jobs thing or... Whenever they're big tuna, is there one? No, it's called a Wicked Tuna or some shit where they like take each other on, try to catch the most fish and get the most money. And they catch these enormous fish. So it's quite a thing, you know. Bering Sea Gold was a show that followed groups of dredgers that would search the deep waters of Alaska for gold. I didn't know there was gold down there. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. I'll have to watch it, but I think I may have passed it once or twice. I think the NFK has watched that show. Hey, man, I'm fucking going to watch Bering Sea Gold after you pick up the poo-poo. Scott Meisterheim was one of the TV personalities on that show. Well, he's a fucking idiot. Because he's in my beloved state of Michigan. Illegally hunting. Now, you tell a person like me who's a non-hunter that someone's illegally hunting and poaching. I mean, I know that that is illegal. And I know that they shouldn't do it. But... other hunters who follow the rules, and more specifically DNR conservation officers, to them, poaching is as bad as shooting a school. Okay? Like, if you went to the average hunter, and hunters and conservation officers, and said, which one is worse? This man who poached or Sandy Hook, they're going to choose the man who poached is a worse criminal. That's a bigger tragedy than Sandy Hook. 9/11, poaching. Poaching is the worst thing anyone can do. Oh, my God. Hunters, law-abiding hunters and conservation officers want to kill you. They want to kill poachers. They fucking hate you, especially here in Michigan, where I think everyone in the state hunts their own food. Well, this dude from Bering Sea Gold, Scott Meisterheim, I guess is from here, but he's in deep shit. Illegal deer hunting in Kalamazoo County. Michigan Department of Natural Resources. These people have more authority than... generals in the army announced that 55-year-old Scott Meisterheim was arraigned in the 8th District Court earlier this month. He faces three counts of transporting, possessing untagged antlered white-tailed deer, two counts of breaking the limit of white-tailed deer, two counts of using another person's hunting license, two counts of hunting white-tailed deer without a license, and one count of taking a white-tailed deer outside of lawful hunting hours. Now, for me, I'm like, fuck it, I don't give a shit, whatever.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A DNR spokesperson says conservation officers were tipped off last February to Meisterheim's alleged illegal activities between October and December 21. And then they'll, like, hunt you out. They'll, like, from a distance with binoculars, watch you hunt. They were able to determine that Meisterheim allegedly took at least 11 deer between October 1 and December 24, 2021, including three that he claimed were killed in the first week of archery season. However, two of those deer were rejected by a processor because they were spoiled. Wait till you hear why this guy does this. Investigators claim he was hunting without a license, using illegal bait, and using deer tags obtained by other people. He's also accused of hunting on several properties across Kalamazoo and Van Buren counties without permission. So he's trespassing. This is an excellent investigation of a poacher who shows no respect for the resource or the ethics of fair chase. That's what these guys want. The DNR, they're like all about that fair chase thing. DNR Law Enforcement Division Chief Dave Shaw said in a release, in order to become a DNR conservation officer, you don't really need any formal education. What they do is they put you out in an area not that different than like Fear Bunker North. You have no clothes on, just your wits, a compass, a candle, and nothing else. And you're nude, and you have to find a deer, and you have to kill it with your bare hands. Then you have the spirit of the chase. You can then be a conservation officer in the state of Michigan. Violations of this type deprive law-abiding people of their community to have access to and enjoy a public trust natural resource. Meisterheim reportedly told conservation officer James Nason that, quote, he is, quote, not the most ethical hunter, but I don't care. I am addicted to the venison. He's so addicted to venison, he hunts illegally. When asked why he was in possession of so many deer, the suspect told DNR investigators that, quote, injured deer just stumble to and die near my hunting location. So he's being a smartass there. That's when the DNR officer will just smack the fucking piss out of you. Meisterheim is a real piece of shit. He's currently serving 18 months probation for aggravated domestic assault. Is due back in court next month for a hearing on the poaching charges. Yeah, Michigan, they'll fucking lock your ass up for that shit here. They don't like that. You are making a big mistake, my friend. Holy cow. It was coming right for us. Maybe that works like on the old South Park episode.